From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Donald Trump has helped commission the USS Gerald R. Ford, a technologically advanced, nearly $13 billion warship. Mr. Trump said the giant ship sends a 100,000-ton message to the world and will cause enemies of the U.S. to shake with fear. While on the carrier, he took the same tone he's had as part of a week-long Made in America concept. He reemphasized that during his weekly radio address.
We believe that our country is stronger, safer, and more prosperous when we make more of our goods and our products right here in the USA. When we purchase products made in America, the wealth, revenue, and jobs all stay in our country to be enjoyed by our people.
President Trump blasted the Washington Post leak of highly classified information in which the Washington Post reported that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season. That is contrary to what Sessions has said. In an early morning tweet Saturday, the president said the leaks must stop. Sessions said in his February confirmation hearing before the Senate that he did not recall having any contact with Russian officials while acting as a Trump foreign policy advisor last year. In March, news reports revealed that Sessions had met at least twice with Kislyak, once in April 2016 before Donald Trump, then a Republican presidential candidate, gave a foreign policy speech, and again in July 2016 on the sidelines of the Republican National Convention. At the time, Sessions amended his earlier comments. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump criticized the New York Times Saturday on Twitter for allegedly ruining a U.S. plan to assassinate Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The president did not provide details or explain how the Times supposedly ruined plans to kill him, but his tweet was posted minutes after a Fox News Channel segment about information leaks. A Times spokesman, meanwhile, has asked the White House for details about Trump's tweet, according to a Times statement provided to Politico. More than 100 Somalis recently released from Ethiopian detention facilities and handed over to the Somali government have arrived in Mogadishu. Government officials told local media the Somali prisoners had been held in Ethiopian jails for various offenses, including illegal entry. A bipartisan group of U.S. congressional leaders have reached agreement on new sanctions for Russia. That's in response for its meddling in the 2016 presidential election, as well as a provision that would prevent President Trump from trying to relax sanctions against Moscow. The bill was passed more than a month ago by the Senate and also included new sanctions against Iran for its ballistic missile testing. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent spate of violence between Israelis and Palestinians and the most brutal fighting between the rivals in years. Clashes erupted late Saturday in the Old City of Jerusalem, where hundreds of Muslim men defiantly held evening prayers outside after being denied entrance to the holy site Muslims call Noble Sanctuary and Jews call Temple Mount. Earlier, Israeli officials said they searched the West Bank home of a Palestinian attacker who stabbed to death three Israelis in the settlement. Rachel Moss's son, who is a member of the Israeli army, killed the attacker.
We were eating a meal and we heard screams. So my son ran upstairs and my husband ran out the house and he ran into their house. And within a second he came back and my son ran out with his gun, jumped up this wall here, saw the terrorist in the window and shot through the window and the terrorist dropped immediately to the floor.
Two of the victims died soon after the attack in the area north of Ramallah. Another victim died later in the day. At least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan, by Taliban insurgents, with seven of those prisoners reportedly killed. A spokesman for the provincial governor told AP the villagers were kidnapped in a series of Taliban attacks. The head of the French armed forces has resigned after a clash with President Emmanuel Macron over budget cuts. The new government, Macron's new government, is trying to balance the books and faces pressure from the cost of military commitments both at home and overseas. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.